as the Lord may help me, friends, I would seek to consider with you the words that we've read in Job, the chapter 23 and verse 10. Job chapter 23, verse 10. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. When we were in the vestry, our dear friend Oliver made mention of when we first met and talked to each other. It was many years ago, and in that way he confirmed how one was thinking this morning and how we trust we've been led in exercise to come to you here this morning. You see, of course, I look back many years, being in the way of grace, I believe I can say, is 68 years. And of course, we're much older than 68 years, we're 84. But God dealt with me in my teenage, my later teenage. I had, I believe, the first work of the Spirit done in me in 1958. And the Lord's power brought me into a solemn exercise. And it was that I had, like we've been singing, I needed mercy. God showed me what a sinner I was, convicted me, convinced me that I deserve the punishment for my sin, which is due to everyone, really. We all do. We all deserve punishment. And the solemn ultimate punishment for sin is hell. But oh, God has a purpose to save those he set his love upon. He set his love upon Job before the foundation of the world. And oh, there's so much deep experience in the record of Job's life, as this book of the gospel, the book of the word, the book of Job. Oh, how it is such a record of much tribulation, but he was proved, he did prove the word we mentioned and brought to you as the text this morning. He had faith here, though he couldn't get into that favour of gaining God's ear, not at this time, but he said he knoweth. You see, as he prays, as he's begging for mercy, as he is trying to gain the ear of God, he says, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come unto his seat, meaning the mercy seat, friends. Oh, have you been led like that? Oh, has it been in your case? You try to pray, you try to gain the ear of God, and it seems the Lord is not hearing. Oh, but surely he is hearing. But oh, you're in perhaps a place like this and an exercise like this. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come unto his seat, even to his seat. And how you would order your cause before him, tell him what you are in trouble of in your soul. Order your cause before him. Fill your mouth with arguments, pleading, and I believe it will be pleading for mercy, seeking the Lord in this way. I would know the words that he would answer me. Job is in such an exercise, and God's people are. as God deals with them, makes them to feel their guilt as sinners, convinces them of their sin, then they are so made to be feeling to be in need to be saved from their sin, saved from sin and death and hell, and the desire will be to be saved unto heaven. Oh, have you been made to be concerned here in the faithful ministry that you hear in this cause of truth? Oh, is it that you're brought to be concerned and to be seeking the Lord and seeking? You may say, well, I'm not experiencing the depth of experience that Job experienced, but you are burdened about your state and standing as before God. Am I a real Christian? Am I one God loves? Oh, I think back to when I was first made to be concerned, friends. This was a great point in my concern. Am I a child of God? Am I one that God loves? Oh, you hear the solemn preaching of the truth, law and gospel. But am I one that God does love? Especially if you are concerned as regarding God's holy choice of his people, sovereign election. It may be a hard doctrine to you in your early days of your concerns, but sovereign election, friends, which is God choosing his people before the foundation of the world, and all this solemn consideration is, did God choose me? Am I one of God's choice? Did he set his love upon me in eternity before the world, when the Holy Trinity of persons in the Godhead were in mutual exercise and concern, and God set his love upon his people, chose his people, time began. Before he created the world, God chose his people. Am I one of these of God's choice? This will be your concern, I believe, if God is teaching you, if he's begun to make you concerned about your never dying soul. This will be the concern you have. This was Job's concern. Here in this way, he is seeking the Lord and seeking to come to his seat, which I believe is the mercy seat. Although, of course, this is the record of Old Testament scripture, but they lived by faith, God's people did, and looking forward to the coming of Christ. And so he says, he seeks the Lord on the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, and I cannot see him. But this word, the 10th verse, is a word of favour of faith that Job does have, although he's in such a deep conflict. He has the favour of a measure of faith granted him an exercise. And he says thus in this 10th verse, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Oh, what a favour to have such a hope, such a favour of faith, the favour to believe that though you must and may have to go through much more and may know much more conflict and may be much darkness and trial and trouble over it, yet this is a word of blessed prospect, friends. But he knoweth the way that I take. see, back in 1962, Mr. Collier came here with these words to preach that Wednesday evening, and these words were blessed to me. I being under solemn conviction of sin, these words were as a blessed token that God would bless me. I didn't, couldn't enter into all the things of the ways of God, that God would try me then, but oh, how blessed it was to have the favour of faith to believe that He knoweth the way that I take. You see, with you, if you are brought to be in concern, He knoweth, God knoweth the way that you take, your pathway, your experience, what you're in, your school days. You may have things that are hard in your school days, you young people. You may have things that are really troubling you. But, oh, may you be able to feel this favour. But He knoweth the way that I take. And the He is God Almighty, God Jehovah. And it's God, Father, Son and Holy Ghost. But He knoweth the way that I take. He, God. But also especially, I believe it is, and for you, and of course we're living in New Testament days, we're living in Gospel days. But He knoweth, the Son of God knoweth, Jesus Christ knoweth, the way that you take. Oh, He who is, and think of Jesus Christ, who He is, what He is. He says, I am the way, the truth and the life. Jesus Christ, that wonderful chapter in John's Gospel, the 14th of John. Oh, the Lord says there, I am the way, the truth and the life. And so, this favour, He knoweth the way that I take when He has tried me. Yes, every child of God has to know the trying of their faith. It is, as Peter has it in his epistle, the trying of your faith is much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire. It might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Yes, think of it in this way, as God may help you. Oh, the trying is a blessing, friends. Although it doesn't feel to be like a blessing, but it is a blessing, because God tries His people. Oh, He tries them in love. It's in love and not in anger. It's the proving of the graces God's already given, the trying of your faith. Let's try to consider your faith. Oh, how it says in this way, He knoweth the way that I take, in this way, the way of being tried, and to prove the graces He's given you. Oh, how it is in this way. See, there is the first grace God gives His people, the grace of life. You know, we're all dead in sin by nature. When we were born dead in sin. Come into this world in this way. We know there is, with a mother and fathers are usually present when a child is born, and the mother and father especially listening for the cry. Oh, how sadly some have had stillbirths, and We have a daughter who had a stillborn child, and I was preaching down at Black Boys the day that little one was had been born the day before, and I couldn't be with her. But on the next day, we went and held a little babe in our arms, perfect little looking little boy, but no life. But the child of God is born again, and they become alive spiritually, think of it. But there we are by nature, we're dead as regarding spiritual life. We're born dead in trespasses and sins. But oh God, upon those he has set his love, he will quicken them into newness of life. Is it given you to have a prayer? Am I quickened by his Spirit? And live a life of faith and prayer. Has God quickened you into spiritual life? Can you acknowledge the favour of being born again? Born by the Spirit of God, born again. Oh, made alive spiritually. Job was alive spiritually, friends. He was concerned, he was needing to pray, and needing to find God, needing to come to his seat. And oh, in this way he had the favour, faith, to believe in God. To believe in God. And there is a way of God dealing with his people to bring them to believe in God and to believe in their own just condemnation as a sinner. You may be in that solemn place. You know you deserve the punishment for your sin. You deserve God to cast you away. And there is a sense of faith given for you to believe that. But if God gives you to believe in your just condemnation, I believe in his time, he will bring you to believe in Jesus Christ as your great salvation. Jesus is our great salvation, worthy of our best esteem. He has saved his favourite nation. Sing aloud to praise him. He has saved us. Oh yeah, he saved his people. And so here it is, I believe. But he knoweth. Though Job is in this state of conflict and state of feeling far off from God and wanting to gain God's ear, but God, as it were, is delaying to hear his prayer. But oh, he comes to this, and it's the vital grace of faith that is in Job that is the way, and by the means of the vital grace of faith in him, he can say, but he knoweth the way that I take. Oh, is it so with any one of you today? You are in conflict, you're in tribulation, you are alive, you're alive spiritually because you feel the reality of the need of your soul. You need salvation. You're convicted, convinced of your sin. You're a guilty sinner. You need salvation. And oh, here, if you know it as Job did, oh, a measure of faith given you to believe that though you are such a sinner, there is that wonderful favour, love and mercy in Jesus Christ. He knoweth. He knoweth your trouble. He knoweth your conflict. He knoweth the way that you take, the way of trial, of tribulation, the way of feeling your guilt as sinner, a guilty sinner needing salvation. He knoweth. He knoweth you need Jesus Christ. Oh, many years ago, friends, The dear man came here from Sussex, sent out to preach from Dicker Chapel. His name was Mr. Mulvey, David Mulvey. And I remember him first coming, and I met him near the toilets over the car park. And he said to me, I spoke to him, and he said to me, "Are you one of those that are ever sinking yet to swim?" That's how he spoke to me. And I said, "Well, I hope so." But that dear man, in preaching, he would come to a point and he'd say this, and I say it to you now, as he used to say it: "Are you poor enough to need Jesus Christ?" Friends, the pointy question, are you poor enough to need Jesus? Do you feel your poverty? Do you feel your guilt as a sinner? Do you feel your need of salvation? Oh, to need Jesus, to know you need him. Oh, none are saved, you more can need you, say, if you feel your guilt as a sinner. None are saved, you more can need. Deeds of righteousness, I have none. No, not one good work to plead. Is this how you are? Well, if you are in such a state, you're in the same state as Job was in, where he pleads in this way in this chapter. And all it comes to this: favour, a measure of faith in exercise. Can you use these words before God? Can you express them? Can I? But he knoweth the way that I take. Oh, so I think of it when Mr. Collier preaching these words. They were so sweet and blessed to me. But I didn't understand all the trying that we would have to come into. But oh, I can look back on it, and I can, I hope, embrace what it states: I shall come forth as gold. Oh, you know how it is, gold in the furnace tried, now loses aught but dross. So is the Christian purified and bettered by the cross. Oh, everyone has felt it, spending just over a month in hospital. It's been a blessed time, a time of faith. Though it's been a time of great loss, it's been such a time of favour. And I believe I can say, I have been proving what Job had in prospect: I shall come forth as gold. How is it that Job would come forth as gold? Well, we know if we read the whole of the book of Job, and we come to the end of it, of course there is, I think it's about 32 chapters of discussion with the friends, and we know it comes to where young Elihu spoke, and then it comes to where God speaks, and where God speaks toward the end of the chapter, at the end of the book, oh, it's God speaking and Job speaking, and he says to God, "I know that thou canst do everything." And then he says to God, "Behold, how he speaks of his sin, I'm vile." And how God then so blesses him. Oh, how he did come forth as gold. Oh, every child of God will come forth as gold. But oh, there'll be the trying. Oh, much tribulation. It may be more and more you feel it. But oh, the way of coming forth as gold. I want to try to bring out these things of God's great favour. I believe it will be in the experience of God's people, it will be they will much feel their guilt as a sinner. They will much need to plead for mercy. And all the way of pleading, especially as we have it, we have more light in Gospel Day than the Old Testament saints had, friends, but they lived by faith. We read of them in the 11th of Hebrews. They all died in faith, not having received or seen the promise, didn't live to the days when Jesus Christ was here on earth. But we're favoured to look back to when the Lord was here and all what he was here for, what he accomplished, what he brought in by his life, his death and his glorious resurrection. This is the way of God's people coming forth as gold, believing in Jesus Christ, believing in and knowing their interest in his great salvation. Job was looking forward to it. We look back to Calvary. My soul looks back to see the burdens Christ did bear when hanging on the accursed tree, and folks, my guilt was there. Oh, I trust I have had assurance. It was 1964 when we were so blessed in that seat back there, and there we were set at liberty. But friends, many days have passed since then, many changes we have known. But how is it with you, friends? Are you seeking earnestly the Lord in the way Job was? Are you seeking earnestly to know and taste his love, to know and believe in Jesus in the way to the saving of your soul? Or is it your favour so to be in exercise, coming toward the time of great favour? Oh, he says, I shall come forth as gold. What does it mean in the deep, blessed reality of it? I shall come forth as gold, be washed, be cleansed, be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Oh, this coming forth as gold is all the purifying. We have in the minor prophet, we have the words that he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver and of gold, of course. Purify the sons of Levi, they were those that were involved in the priesthood. But oh friends, how with each child of God, it is God's purpose to make them right and keep them right and bless them. And oh, we do need to be made holy, to be washed, to be cleansed. And how is it that we can be and shall be if we're true-born children of God? The Lord will bless us to see, to know salvation. As we were in the hospital, I made known this to many of our friends by means of messaging. You may have known it, but friends, as we were there, there was a man opposite, in the opposite bed to me. I was looking toward him, he was looking toward me. And this man, I talked to him a little, and as I talked to him, I realised that he was a very sober man. And our conversation was wholesome, I hope I could say, and nothing of frivolous nature in it. And I thought, this man is a Christian. And I noticed that he had several days running, he had a man come to visit him. And I kind of made it clear, come to me clear in my mind, this man is his pastor. And he had similar trouble to me, not quite as serious as mine, but we had some conversation exchanges day by day. And as I was thinking of him, he's a Christian, his pastor visits him, and I made this clear in my mind, it was clear to me. And I went one day, one morning, into the toilet, which was over near his side of the part of the ward, and in that toilet I had it come to me, I must speak to this man, and this man who's visiting him, his pastor I think he is. And God told me in that private room, he told me what I should say to this man and his friend. And we came out of that after we attended to our needs of nature, and I spoke to these two. I said, I've been trying to preach for nearly 40 years salvation by divine substitution. And I said, you understand what I mean, Jesus in the sinner's place. And this man who I was confident was his pastor, his face lit up. And he said, like the Apostle Paul, we preach Christ crucified. And we come together like that. It was profound to me. God told me, in that private room, he told me what I should say. And when I said it, it had an effect. The dear man, I believe he's a minister, he answered like that. Like the Apostle Paul, we preach Christ crucified. And this is all the will of God for his people, that they should know Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, his wonderful sacrifice, blotting out the sins of the whole Church of God, atoning for the sins, shedding his vital blood. Oh, the way of salvation is by divine substitution. The child of God to so be blessed to see Jesus in their place, suffering in their own place instead. Oh, I shall come forth as gold as I am blessed to believe in Jesus Christ. I shall come forth as gold as God by the Spirit seals to me redemption, seals my soul with forgiveness and pardon through Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. He, like we have it in the way it's put relating to the children of Israel journeying through the wilderness, they were serpent bitten. And God commanded Moses to make the serpent of brass and it be lifted up on a pole. And all that looked to that serpent of brass lived. Oh, those serpent-bitten ones, are you one like that? Serpent-bitten, oh, troubled by sin, Satan harassing you and perplexing you, Satan gaining advantage over you, causing you to sin and add sin to sin. But oh, is this your favour? You see that one lift up. Oh, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that all those that look may live. Oh, you dear pastor lifts up a precious Christ. His ministry is Christ-exalting ministry. I hope mine is. Oh, it's Jesus Christ, the sinner's friend, who loves his people to the end. Oh, he loved them Jesus, having loved his own that are in the world, he loved them unto the end. Oh, wonderful theme, wonderful truth. Mr. Ramswell, I remember, preached from that, spoke from that in address at the Harpenden home when there was an open day. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ, having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. Oh, he loves his people, friends. Oh, without degree. Oh, he loves them. He's given himself for them. I shall come forth as gold in this, as Job clearly witnesses it toward the end of the book especially. But oh, I shall come forth as gold, believing in Jesus Christ, living by faith upon him, looking for him coming, like we know it was with all those Old Testament saints. They looked forward to the coming of Christ. They believed, they had, by the favour of the Holy Spirit giving them faith, to believe in the Messiah that would come, but they did not live till he came. They were blessed and died in faith. Their home in heaven, all those who were taught by the Spirit, their home in heaven. John, I was pondering this morning, desiring what John says in the early verses of Revelation. He says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And of course, John saw that great number which no man can number in heaven, already home in heaven. And oh, friends, how they're being added to according to the will of God. God taking his people home to be forever with the Lord. But oh, they have to be prepared, friends. Oh, is it our favour? And are we in the exercise to say, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face? Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. Coming forth as gold is God preparing his people for a prepared place in heaven. Again, we would mention how the Lord spoke and the record of his holy words in John 14. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Think of it. That's the coming forth as gold, friends. Oh, that favour, getting home through him that loved us and gave himself for us. But of course, the preparing for that, the blessings that God's people will be blessed to know, are this coming forth as gold in the favour of being blessed, being favoured as God favours his people. You think of it, how it's recorded in John's Gospel. There is, in each of the Gospels, of course, there is much concerning the life, death of Christ and the glorious resurrection of Christ. But in John's Gospel, we have it after the Lord and suffered, laid down his life upon the cross, cried, it is finished. Then there was the consideration of that the bodies could not remain on the cross. And oh, here the soldier came and broke the legs of the one on the right hand and the one on the left of Jesus. But break not Jesus' legs, but with a spear pierced his side. And forthwith came there out blood and water. Think of Top Lady's words. Let the water and the blood from his weapon side which flow. Be of sin my double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. But friends, oh, there's further words there in John's Gospel. They shall look on him whom they pierced. Oh, coming forth as gold is seeing Jesus, seeing him suffering in your place, believing he suffered, bled and died for you. And oh, how deeply sacred it is to be blessed to be one of those who shall look upon him, oh, whom thy appears. Oh, think of it, friends. It's our sins that have pierced him. It's such a solemn fact, but such a blessing if we so see our Lord as that Holy One who suffered, bled and died in our moon place instead. I believe coming forth as gold is this, friends, being blessed with faith. Faith in the bleeding lamb. Oh, how such a blessing it is. Oh, such a favour. Faith to believe in Jesus, to see him by faith, to have a glimpse of him by faith, suffering in your place. This is the way God's people come forth as gold. They're blessed, they're favoured. Oh, they're favoured in such a deep, blessed way when they see the Lord by faith, when they know it was, oh, for me, this is he, it is God's dear Son, wrapped in humanity to die for crimes that I have done, shall come forth as gold. The favour being blessed in believing in Jesus, seeing him in the eye of faith, hearing his voice, oh, how he speaks to his people, oh, how he speaks in that way, especially he may say, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. And what a blessed favour it is when he comes, when he draws near, when he comes in that way, seeing by faith, you come forth as gold in believing then. But oh, it's ultimately, friends, I shall come forth as gold. Oh, be found in him, not having your own righteousness, but the righteousness which is of God by faith. Be found in him at the end of the journey of life. Oh, how blessed this is. We live with this favour by faith, that we shall to the end endure, as sure as the earnest is given. I felt this much in these latter days of my life. I felt it. This sweet confidence of faith, thinking of those in heaven. Yes, they're more happy than us, but by the favour we know, not more secure. No, the favour of faith to believe and coming forth as gold. You have the confidence of faith. You have the favour to so be living, believing, trusting your God. Oh, that all what Jesus Christ has done, his great salvation, is done for me. Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Oh, such a question, such a vital question. But you know, as God blesses his people, they come forth as gold. He favours them to be assured of their part in the Redeemer's blood. Oh, this is a word toward blessed assurance. Think of the words of dear Annie Crosby. Blessed assurance is Jesus is mine, and oh, there is such a favour to be known, the favour by faith to believe and feel assurance. Oh, we pray for it. Assure my conscience of our part. But oh, when God brings his people forth as gold, they are assured. They have assurance. They are blessed in this way. Oh, what favour is known with assurance of faith? Well, it's forgiveness of sin, it's pardon. Oh, it's the way of God to so bless, to bring them to know and taste redeeming love, to feed upon the precious Christ, to know the favour of forgiveness of sins. But oh, even more than being brought forth as gold, it is forgiveness and pardon, indeed it is. But it's also the further higher blessings. Justification by faith is the highest blessing the child of God will know as they are brought forth as gold. But friends, there's so much to consider in the ways of God. And even the psalmist, he has it in this way. He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Yes, righteousness to the believer, freely given, God the giver. Oh, how God imputes to his people the holy righteousness Christ has wrought out. Oh, you're blessed with forgiveness. You're blessed to know pardon. You're blessed to taste redeeming love. But oh, even more in the higher favours, to know and believe that Jesus has justified you by faith. You are justified by faith. Oh, you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I shall come forth as gold. Well, friends, the prospect in such a word as this, the blessedness, the faith to believe and look forward to believe your God, it will be upon what you know at this present time of anything of God's favour, measure of favour and blessing, or it may be particularly in the depths of trials and tribulation, yet God giving and maintaining the life of faith, the grace of faith in the child of God, they look forward, believing that they shall come forth as gold. May the Lord bless his word and be with us in the interval and bring us up this afternoon. May he so bless us each, his one's desire and prayer. Amen.